From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the capital of country music, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Jim Reeves.
Railroad steamboat. I'm the sucker and he's got my gal. She's gone, 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 and she's gone, gone, gone. And I'll bid her my last farewell. I fell in love with a pretty little thing. I thought that wedding bells would ring. Was as sweet could be, till I found out what she did to me. Railroad, steamboat, river, and canal, yonder comes a sucker, and he's got my gal. And she's gone, 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 and she's gone, 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 and I'll bid her my last farewell. Now I won't cry my life away. Some other sucker will have to pay. And when he finds that she is gone, I guess I'll hear him sing this song. Railroad, steamboat, river, and canal, yonder comes a sucker and he's got my gal. And she's gone, 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 and she's gone, 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 and I'll bid her my last farewell.
Thank you, folks, and a great big welcome to all my friends and neighbors of the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, there's an all-star cast on tap for you tonight. Rod Brasfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Chet Atkins, Del Wood, and the Empire Opry Gang.
And for a fine bundle of real Grand Ole Opry music, I invited over Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. Lester, Earl, and all the boys will be over in just a little while. But right now, we got to make room for one of our favorite people. These days, you know, everybody's going fishing, and you hear some mighty wild stories about what people are catching. But those stories are nothing compared to the tall tales told by Hohenwald's number one citizen, Rod Brasfield.
Howdy, Rod. How you doing, buddy?
All right, Jim. It's good to see you, Jim. Sure. Hey, Jim, did you hear about all the people up here at the Tennessee Theater walking out last night?
No, I didn't hear about it, Rod.
Yeah, I walked out on them, boy.
What happened?
The picture was over.
Oh, you're always pulling that up.
Boy, it gets me, boy. You know, it's hot tonight, ain't it?
Yeah, it's not so cold tonight, Rod.
I'm having trouble. You ain't seen my Uncle Sipe nowhere, have you?
No, I haven't seen Uncle Sipe in a couple of weeks, I guess.
I don't know where that old booger went, but him and Aunt Sap's having a lot of trouble.
Well, they usually do. What's their trouble
well,
now?
Well, they're fighting all the time. I was over there this morning. Me and him was getting ready to open up a Snip, Snap, and Bite restaurant, you know. Mm-hmm. And they was yaying at each other just like two old mad cats or something, you know.
Just like always.
All of a sudden, Aunt Sap stopped fussing, and she says, Sipe, look right there next door neighbors there. Little young couple moved in there, and he was kissing his wife, fixing to go to work, see? And she told her, says, he does that every morning. He kisses his wife before he goes to work every morning.
Fish, yeah.
She says, now, Sipe, why can't you do that? He says, well, just give me time. I don't even know the lady yet. We went on walking down the street there, Jim going down to open up the restaurant.
Yeah.
And we stopped and talking to old Tom Butler there. And him and all of his kids is out there in the yard, see? And they must have 11 or 9. I don't know.
He's
they've got
a bunch
of them. A yard full of young'uns. I never seen nothing like. And there's an old duck went waddling out across the yard. Uncle Sipe says, Tom, I didn't know you had a duck. Where'd you get that there old duck at? He says, that ain't no duck, Sipe. That's just a stork with his legs wore off.
Edmund kept in there.
Well, sir, we went on down and opened up the restaurant there, and this traveling salesman fella come in there and ordered a cup of coffee, see? Mm-hmm. Uncle Sipe gave him a cup of coffee, and he took one sip of it and spit it out. He said, my goodness, that coffee's terrible. It tastes like mud. Uncle Sipe says, well, it ought to. It was ground this morning. Got to talking to this fella. And he found out he was an insurance man, see?
Insurance man.
Yeah, and he was trying to sell Uncle Sipe some insurance. He told him, he says, insurance is a wonderful thing. He says, it's the one thing that you can't get when you need it most.
He's right.
Yeah, and I agreed with him. I says, that's right, Uncle Sipe. Insurance is a wonderful thing because last summer my britches caught on fire and I didn't have a penny's insurance. However, my case turned out pretty good. See, my shirt tail covered my loss.
All right. you're just a fool. You're just a plain fool.
Fool?
That's right. But if you'll go someplace and keep quiet, keep your mouth shut, nobody will find it out.
I'm a fool, but if I just keep my mouth shut, nobody will find it out.
That's right. If you just go someplace now and lay down and keep quiet, keep your mouth shut, nobody will find it out.
Yeah, that makes me some mad. Oh, hello, Rod, Grandma.
How you doing, Rod?
Good to see you, boy.
Say, Rod, where's the post office? Rod, where is the post office? Listen, I ask you a little simple question. Rod, you're nothing but a fool.
Hey, Jim, he found it out, and I never said a word.
Say, Jim, isn't June the month when so many folks get married?
Yes, sir, Grant. People are busy picking partners to help them enjoy life.
Well, I've got some advice for the men, folks. If you want to pick a partner to help you enjoy pipe smoking, pick Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. Now, there's tobacco for you. Tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And PA's own special process holds and heightens the rich, natural flavor of this fine choice tobacco. No wonder Prince Albert is America's largest selling smoking tobacco. In fact, every minute of every pipe smoking day, Prince Albert is taste tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
Mm-hmm. For cool, mild smoking comfort, you just can't beat PA. And another thing, PA is crimp cut to pack neat and firm, to smoke smooth and long burning.
So, friend, enjoy natural tobacco taste in your next pipe or making cigarette. Get yourself mild, tasty Prince Albert, the national joy smoke.
Now, what do you say we have a real Grand Ole Opry welcome for the best doggone country music playing and singing you ever heard, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. Lester, it's nice to have you with us, you and Earl and all the boys tonight on the Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you, Jim. It's really good to be here. We're going to call on Earl Scruggs for a little tune on the old five-string, the Randy Lynn Rag.
On to some pretty girls and take a turn to Red Hayes fiddling on Grey Eagle.
All right, folks, four left. All the way back to the right. Listen, center, do it tight. Last couple off, even if not four. Right and across, and how do you do? Left and back, and how are you? Swing in a corner, swing on a gate, swing your partner, don't be late. Swing your partner on your goal, brand new couple and hook up four. Kid bird, y'all let it in. Bird out in the old growing. Swing your corner, swing your gate, swing your partner, don't be late. Swing your partner on your goal, brand new couple and hook up four. Left and your partner, nose to nose. Good, I guess you know. Swing your corner, swing your gate, swing your partner, don't be late. Swing your partner on your goal, brand new couple and hook up four. war has over. Play the sound and get stuck on the hold, the hold. Sing that drum and drum it over.
Well, we'll take a little pause in our Grand Ole Opry fun and music right now, long enough to do a sacred song for all our friends everywhere. It's one that I believe is a favorite of yours. It is no secret. The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone certain fell. Was that someone you may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be discouraged, I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can. Thank you, folks. Thanks a whole lot. Well, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, Jim, have you got any special ways to beat the summer heat?
Grant, I long since learned you can't beat nature.
Well, that's true about weather, and it's true about tobacco. You can't beat the flavor that nature put into Prince Albert smoking tobacco, or the way PA's own process holds and heightens the flavor. And how about the way Prince Albert rolls up neat and easy in a making cigarette and smokes so mild and tasty?
Grant, it's the best. And it's crimp cut, too, so it won't blow around or dribble out the ends. Like I always say, PA is the makings of a perfect smoke.
So, friends, roll your next making cigarette with PA and an OCB paper. That's Prince Albert, taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Well, sir, you can play good country music on a fiddle, a guitar, a banjo, or even on the old piano. And that's what happens right now, because here's Miss Dilwood beating out the Smoky Mountain Polka. Thank you. Cadell, that was swell. Well, it might sound funny to say that a big part of the Grand Ole Opry for the past 15 years has been gossip. That's what I said, gossip. But it's the best kind possible, because it's all in fun, and it all comes from our gal Saturday, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Was the dry spell we've just been going through. Oh, it's been so dry there, it just looked like it wouldn't rain for nothing. Hodge Weatherby come by yesterday, and Uncle Nabob was sitting out in the front yard in the shade, and he says to Uncle Nabob, he says, Nabob, how do you think this dry spell's gonna affect us? He says, what are you doing about your corn? Uncle Nabob says, well, I'm just drinking it out of the jug like I always did. Well, you know, another thing that has been happening here recent is about my feller, Hezzy. Ah, he's growing a mustache. I declare, I was telling Nellie Stern the other day what a big laugh I got out of it. She said, yeah, it tickles me, too. I wonder what she meant by that. Well, you know, I was standing out in the pasture the other day, and the funniest-looking little weasel come up behind me, and he says,
Audie, Mindy.
Well, Rodley Brett. Rodley, I'm glad you come out here. I want to ask you a question.
What is?
How do you get down off an elephant?
Well, I imagine just climb down
no,
there.
No,
No? Maybe, Mindy, maybe you graze him good all over and just scoot down.
No.
Well, maybe you just sort of shinny down his trunk.
No.
Well, I give up, Barnett. How do you get down off an elephant?
You don't get down off an elephant. You get down off a duck. I just love to get a good one on you like that, Rodley.
Did you hear about my cousin Buford? He just got home from the Navy. It got dark all of a sudden, didn't it?
It sure did.
My cousin Buford just come in from the Navy. He's been down there in the South Pacific.
What's that?
Oh, excuse me.
That's all right.
And he brought home an old bird that beats anything I ever seen.
A bird?
Yeah, one of them tropical birds. It lays square eggs and it talks.
Lays square eggs and talk.
That's right.
What does it say?
Ouch.
Oh, shut up. Well, your family can't take up all the time. I'll tell you one thing. My cousin Elmer come home when he was in the Navy, and he come from Australia, and he brung a live kangaroo.
Kangaroo?
Yeah.
Elmer did?
Yeah.
Now, what in the cat hair is Elmer going to do with a kangaroo?
He's going to cross it with a raccoon and raise fur coats with pockets.
Oh,
but I see it.
Thanks very much, Cousin Minnie and Rod Brasfield. Thank you indeed. Friends, how'd you like to hear some more country music served up by Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs? Lester, it's wonderful to have you back here for the second time, just as wonderful as it was the first time, as a matter of fact, you and Earl and all the fellas.
Thank you, Jim. We'd like to do a little trio number this time entitled, That Was Before I Met You.
All right, it's all yours.
I thought I had seen pretty girls in my time. That was before I met you. I never saw one that I wanted for mine. That was before I met you.
I thought I was swinging the world by the tail. I thought I could never be blown.
I thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd been loved.
But that was before I met you.
I wanted to
I said that no woman could ever hold me. That was before I met you.
I thought I was swinging the world by the tail. I thought I could never be
full. I thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd been loved. But that was before I met you. Tell me I must reap just what I have sown. Darling, I hope it's not true. For once I made plans about living alone. That was before I met you.
I thought I was swinging the world by the tail. I thought I could never be
fooled. I thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd been loved. But that was before I met you.
Thank you, fellas, very much. Now, I'll tell you what else is high up on our list here at the Grand Ole Opry. It's the guitar playing of a fellow who's long been a part of the Opry. Let's welcome Chet Atkins. Chet Atkins. Mr. Guitar Chet Atkins and one of the old timers there. Friends, we'd like to try. We'd like to try one of the songs that's real new with us right now. As a matter of fact, it's been recorded and for sale about a couple of weeks, maybe three. It's My Lips Are Sealed. I promise you he'll never know. That once we love each other so.
That once we love each other so.
The past we knew I'll not reveal. My lips are sealed.
My lips are sealed.
My heart may cry with every beat.
My heart may cry with every beat.
Without your love I'm not complete.
Without your love I'm not complete.
It doesn't matter how I feel. My lips are sealed.
My lips are sealed.
Let there be laughter, not one single tear, and ever after, let your fears disappear. If you love him as I love you,
love him as I love you.
Forget the past, I let you through.
Forget the past, I let you through.
Just don't look back, it's all concealed. My lips are sealed.
My lips are sealed.
Let there be laughter, not one single tear, and ever after, let your fears disappear. If you love him as I love you, forget the past I led you through,
forget the past I led you through.
Just don't look back, it's all concealed. My lips are sealed.
My lips are sealed.
Well, they say all good things must come to an end, and we're sorry to have to be leaving. I tell you what, we've had a lot of fun here at the Grand Ole Opry tonight, and sometime we'd like for you to come over to the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, and join us on a Saturday night. Or, just as good, how's about a visit to the Grand Ole Opry next week? We're going to come calling on you, the old buckboard, and at that time, the man in the driver's seat will be little Jimmy Dickens, one of the fellows who's sure to entertain you. And something else, friends, Jimmy's bringing along a pretty gal. You know who she is? Well, she's Miss Patsy Cline, and she sings a wonderful country song. Yes, sir, Miss Patsy Cline. You'll want to be on hand, everybody. Till then, this is Jim Reeves saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry. Here's wonderful news for you smokers. Exciting news that's all wrapped up in a colorful new package. That's the bright, smart new package of red, white, and gold that contains the new, all-new Cavalier cigarettes. All-new Cavalier's great new blend brings you great taste. The king-size smoke with the king-size taste. Yes, the all-new Cavalier gives you plenty of flavor, naturally rich taste that draws so easy through the cooling extra length of Cavalier's top crop tobaccos. The flavor's all there. You get rich, smooth, natural-tasting flavor all the way, puff after puff. When new true smoking enjoyment with all new king-size Cavaliers, with their great-tasting new blend. Light up and discover the wonderful extra smoking pleasure you get with the new, all-new Cavalier. The king-size smoke with the king-size taste. This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service. WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville, Tennessee.